morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann. It's 8:06 in the morning. And in the studio with me, hello to you, Terry.
Hey, hey, hey. Good morning.
Welcome.
Well, thank you kindly.
Wasn't that a great first hour?
My gosh, informative. I even like this guy. I'm looking at a picture of him. He has really cool hair.
He has really cool hair. Yes, Dr. Henry. He did a great job.
Heck
and
yeah.
I'm looking forward to having him in the studio live, and he and I are going to make
fantastic.
A plan to kind of,
yep.
Several times since I started in March, I've had people in the studio talking about what we can do to personally be responsible, even more so than wear the mask. You know, there it seems like a false sense of protection, the whole mask
Absolutely.
Thing. There are things that we can do and get familiar with the different vitamins that are easily found not only in food, which is the best way, but going to our local pharmacy or natural health place and getting these vitamins and making it a part.
And now that we're moving into winter, mm-hmm. vitamin D.
Yes.
Very important.
Especially
can't get the sunlight,
here in Oregon. Know? And so I think this is very good. And of course, I think some of the best medicine ever is spending
laughter.
Laughter, definitely. And that's why we bring you in on Mondays.
Oh, my.
So we can laugh together.
Is it Monday?
Oh,
it
yes,
is Monday.
It is. And being with family is really good medicine. And this whole mandate to isolate and stay away from is tough. And it is something that. It's not how we're designed. And
nope.
I'm so excited to share with our listeners this morning. You may have maybe you saw this on social media. Maybe you heard it in the news. Of course, you didn't hear it in the news because it comes from the White House. Let me share this with you. Proclamation on National Family Week. And I'm just going to read this to you. Families strengthen our communities, shape our values, and provide a foundation for future success. Families are and will always be the basic building block of our society. During National Family Week, we take time to honor and appreciate the many blessings of strong and healthy families. And we recognize that our policies must empower and enable them to flourish so they can contribute to an even brighter future for our great nation. Every family is unique and remarkable, and my administration is committed to providing meaningful solutions to address the issues that matter most to them, especially when facing extraordinary challenges. As our nation confronted the coronavirus pandemic, I signed the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, also known as the CARES Act, to provide over $2 trillion in economic relief to quickly help families, small businesses, and communities. And the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which provided timely and critical support for families expanding paid family medical and sick leave. We also increased unemployment benefits, enhanced flexibility within unemployment insurance programs, suspended student loan payments, and removed the threat of foreclosures and evictions for families with government-guaranteed mortgages. My administration continues to call on Congress for additional support to sustain families through this pandemic, particularly those most harmed by state and local shutdown orders and other restrictions on economic activity. The pandemic has placed great strain on American families, from those who have mourned the loss of loved ones to those who've struggled to adjust to new and burdensome daily routines in times like this. Mental health becomes even more important. That's why I signed an executive order to provide grant funding for easier access to mental health services, including telehealth, peer-to-peer, and safe in-person therapeutic treatments. Despite impediments and adversity, we've made great progress to help bring an end to this terrible pandemic and rebuild our previously booming economy. In addition to identifying many successful therapeutics through Operation Warp Speed, I recently announced tremendous progress in developing and distributing safe and effective vaccines. Moreover, with unprecedented rapid reductions in unemployment and historic third quarter growth, the United States in just a few months has recovered 2/3 of the economic output lost to the pandemic. America will fully recover not only emotionally but physically, but also fiscally from the devastation of the pandemic, and our families will be the bedrock of our nation's renewed success. Families are our most cherished and sacred institution. They play a vital role in providing emotional, physical, and communal support and help us endure the inevitable difficulties of life. My administration stands firm in supporting the success of our families by ensuring that every child, born and unborn, can thrive in a loving home with caregivers who are bolstered by access to child care, paid family leave, school choice, and job training. By enacting tax cuts, lowering prescription drug prices, and working to increase wages and benefits, we have enabled families to keep more of their hard-earned money so that they can realize their American dream. In the season of Thanksgiving, we thank God for the wonderful families across our great nation who are working to build brighter, better, and more prosperous futures. This week, we acknowledge that we are only as strong as our families and vow to prioritize their well-being and to uphold the fundamental role in our society. Now, therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, by virtue of authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim November 22nd through November 28th as National Family Week. I invite communities, churches, and individuals to observe this week with appropriate ceremonies and activities to honor our nation's Yay. Families. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 20th day of November in the year of our Lord, 2020, and of the independence of the United States of America, 245th Donald J. Trump.
Good.
So we have been given by the President of the United States the right to celebrate and honor family this week. And so I think it's only appropriate that we continue to meet and assemble.
Yes,
and all of those
course.
Things given to us by our wonderful Constitution. And, what a great timing.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I know he phrased it in a certain way, but, you know, we're not given freedom as a right from someone else.
No.
It's God-given.
It is.
It is. Others may try to restrict that, but you're like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And I just love the fact that he's come out and said, okay, yeah, we're not going to play that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to reiterate that you have rights and you should be with your family during this time. It's what we do as Americans.
Well, and it again, like you said, our right comes from God. It's an unalienable right, but it helps having the President of the United States put the exclamation point about it and say, look, do what we can do. We the people have the opportunity, and the family, again, I think being with one another, and certainly we saw it in my grandmother who passed away just about a month or so ago, when she was able to reconnect with family, she rebounded, you know, instead of being isolated and away from everybody. I do think about our elderly and our family members that are so isolated and so held by fear of this pandemic. And really that itself, the fear is what's causing the immune system to go down. It's causing people to act irrationally.
Mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're just kind of freaking out. Well, you know, even this morning, what did we watch? We watched on the news,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they had the reporter standing outside of a hospital, and she's like, oh, they're at 90% capacity, which sounds terrible. You know,
right.
makes at first listen, you're like, good grief, man, they're at 90%. And then she goes, blah, 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 blah. And then before she says, back to you, Bob, she says, you know, normally this time of year at the hospital, we expect capacities anywhere from 70 to 90%.
Yes.
So it's like, hello, why didn't you just say, okay, condition is normal?
Right. And that is, again, why we had Dr. Henry on the show. The first hour is to say, look, if we're given statistics, and just because it's on the TV, I've heard this say about the internet, just because it's internet on the internet doesn't mean it's true. Same thing. If it's coming from the TV to
it's
you,
it's out of context.
It's out of context. It's manipulated.
Yeah.
And I've even heard local elected leaders here who've given testimony and who have talked to reporters about a situation and their insight, how it's clipped and manipulated just within this last week to sound wrong. It's just wrong.
And we have friends in the healthcare industry. We have friends with it. Their significant other works, you know, daily in hospitals. And so we hear from people.
Mm-hmm.
I like that thing that was going around there for on YouTube or Facebook where people are actually going to hospitals with their cameras, with their video, and they were checking it out and said, okay, now this is what's really going on. Empty tents, empty hospital ship sitting outside of New York, you know. So anyway, don't want to be negative today.
Well,
I want to have fun. Let's have a good time.
I do think that it's good that we keep it in front of people and we kind of go against.
We want to inform.
And I am so thrilled and really proud of, I have to say, I'm really excited about the Oregon Restaurant and Lodging yes. Association, and I'm very proud. I have a classmate, Greg, who's on that team and a lobbyist, and they lobby on behalf of the restaurant and bar and lodging associations mm-hmm. here in Oregon, and they have put forth a lawsuit to get an injunction on the governor's shutdown because on behalf of the people that they represent, and I'm very proud of them because I was like, where are the advocates? Where are the people standing up for these small businesses? And as you and I know, we have a friend who has a small little retail shop. She's been on the store on the air with me. She has a little store downtown. And some days she doesn't sell a thing, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't know, many of these restaurants too, if it, you can do takeout.
Well,
takeout, friends, you still have to open up the whole building and have all the overhead uh-huh. with like a fraction of the income coming in. You still have to get the staff. It's not
a
good solution.
I would so go have a chicken fried steak breakfast this morning.
I know.
Don't that
I
sound
know.
Good? It's making me hungry.
You know, when we were talking about this proclamation on National Family and Gathering, don't forget we have at noon on Wednesday, we're having a big Thanksgiving feast at the Capitol.
That's fantastic.
The Defeat the Steal folks are putting yep. together a fantastic Thanksgiving feast, and we're encouraging you to participate, to come on down and be a part of this. The neat thing about it is that it's kind of like an old-fashioned potluck.
Yep.
You know, everybody bring something that you would like to share, like mm-hmm. you would at your picnic potluck
so
in your community.
I don't care if there's six green bean casseroles. I think they'll all be good.
Oh, yes, and pumpkin pie and all of those
it
things that we
think
love.
Of Little House on the Prairie. Mm-hmm. You know, they'd be out there doing whatever. Then they had those long tables.
Yes.
And everybody would just be, I love
and
it.
We have a big tent
yeah,
that
really
covers
hungry.
Over 500 people. And there's going to be music and videos and celebration. And so we encourage you to bring your family out at the
what
Capitol
a wonderful thing. Good
on
feeling.
Wednesday
smiling
at noon.
People.
Yes, it'll be a great time. Mm-hmm. And certainly for those that you know maybe don't have family in the area. And
or they're choosing not to travel.
Mm-hmm,
come on
not
down.
Traveling and... And people that I know people that are reaching out to the homeless, they come on down to the
wonderful.
Capitol. The more, the merrier.
That's right.
We'll make it a wonderful event. And so that's going on Wednesday. And then my understanding is, and I'm getting more details put together on Saturday around 10 a.m. at the Bush Park, there's going to be another gathering of folks to Defeat the Steal. There's going to be a prayer gathering. They're going to meet. There'll be some speakers. And then the talk is they're going to walk up to the mansion, the governor's mansion on Saturday, kind of the Defeat the Steal purpose of gathering and saying, look, we can't have these lockdowns. Open up Oregon. And our best hope right now is this lawsuit. And after this break, I'm going to read a little more on their press release and talk a little more on this story that they shared. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Terry in the studio
Terry's
with me.
House.
Yes, we're hanging out and talking through some of these headlines. And we're going to open up the phone lines to your input. Maybe you listened last hour, you have some questions or something really stood out to you. We'd love to have you join the conversation. 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Monday and every day. It's 8:22 in the morning in the studio. I have Terry with me, and of course, he's our resident weatherman.
Oh,
tell us a little bit about the weather for today.
All right, well, let's take a look here. Well, so currently it's about 45 degrees. It's going to be raining on and off today. I think 39% is what they officially put out there, but you know how it is. Scattered splatter, that's what we're going to call it. Shouldn't be any embedded thunderstorms, mainly just that Oregon drizzle that we all know and love.
What about as we move towards Thanksgiving? What is it saying? And on maybe towards the weekend, is there good weather?
Well, kind of, sort of, maybe. So your 39% is going to move into 60, 70% the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at highs of 50. It's going to start getting colder a little bit on Wednesday. Thursday, we're looking at a high of about 50, a low of 32. But they're dropping the percentage of precip down to 20 to 30%. So that's
okay.
Not bad. Friday again, that percentage drops even less. And then, so I'm thinking that it's going to rain a little bit, maybe Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. It's going to taper off. And then we shouldn't get much precip until probably Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Nice thing on Thanksgiving, I always enjoy after having the nice meals going for a walk, pumpkin pie. We'll save up for the pumpkin pie, work up towards it. So looks like that we'll be able to take a nice little walk on Thanksgiving Day.
I like taking a nap.
a nap or a walk?
In a big easy chair.
It's easy to do that when you're at home or your parents, but at a friend's house, not so much. I wouldn't advise it, friend.
I'm going to check before I eat, make sure it's cool.
You're invited over. Do you have an easy chair?
I brought my blanket.
Oh, my. So we've been talking all morning about statistics and about really trying to get a handle on all of these numbers and this perception of this increase. And I know that in Marion County and certainly at the colleges, they did free testing, increase of testing, and they're now changing their methods in testing. And some say it's a way that will reduce the numbers, and others say, I think it's going to be easier to manipulate the numbers. I know this. The infection rate from the places that got closed down in this freeze was real low, from gyms to restaurants, all of those things. We just weren't seeing in Marion County, particularly, and that our commissioner has addressed that, Colm Willis. It's not coming from those places, from churches and all of that. And so the restaurants and the bars and the lodging places that are affected by this, it's so good to see that the Jason Brandt, he's the chief executive officer of the Oregon Restaurant and Lodging Association. They have come out and put a lawsuit asking for an injunction against the lockdown. And he was a guest columnist at the Oregonian, and I want to read this article because I think it's very, very good. In the weekly COVID-19 bulletin issued by Oregon Health Authority on November 18th, the agency reported only 0.58% of current workplace outbreaks were tied to Oregon restaurants. Lodging operations, which have no current outbreaks, don't even appear on the list. This trend has been a recurring theme for months, yet just 5 days earlier, Governor Kate Brown announced what appeared to be more restrictive regulations on dining rooms in the country, the most restrictive. As part of a statewide freeze, Brown has temporarily banned not just indoor dining, but outdoor dining as well, an extraordinary step that most every other state has declined to take. Oregon's restaurants are struggling mightily. The state's new restrictions are forcing an unstable round robin of furloughs and layoffs in our industry, an industry that is second to only healthcare in the number of people and employees. Instead of dining safely outdoors like other states and keeping thousands of servers employed, the state's actions are leaving workers without paychecks for the holiday season. We can turn the corner in the state on coronavirus infections while still supporting the livelihoods of our fellow Oregonians, as long as we make reasonable decisions based on available data. And that data has clearly shown Oregon's controlled restaurant and lodging environments offer a safe alternative to the private social gathering state officials have identified as the primary culprit driving the virus spread. That's why our association decided to sue the governor to block the freeze on behalf of our membership, which includes over 2,000 restaurant and lodging businesses in Oregon. The state's freeze feels especially discouraging after leaders across the country encouraged restaurant operators and consumers to embrace outdoor dining as a safe alternative to indoor dining. Businesses made considerable investments in indoor or outdoor infrastructure such as tents, decks, propane heaters to prepare for the holiday season, but the state has pulled the rug right out underneath of them and the Oregonians they employ. At the same time, Oregon is allowing up to 2 households to gather during the shutdown with no one overseeing whether they're using masks or keeping their distance. So Oregonians can go pick up food from a restaurant, bring it home, eat and drink with other household in environment proving to be some of the most unsafe for the virus spread. Oregon's hospitality industry continues to plead for equitable treatment as we determine what mitigation measures are necessary to keep our health care capacity intact. We have shown our willingness to adhere to restrictions and have already turned our businesses upside down. We've installed plexiglass barriers, removed tables, cornered off available seating and distancing protocols and have increased sanitation procedures with a focus on digital menus. Those who haven't been able to absorb the increased cost of compliance have just shut down. But we also need the state to be our partner. Of crucial importance to the hospitality industry is acknowledgement that the virus spread is not a reoccurring theme in restaurants and lodging establishments. In over 8 months of prolonged pandemic, there have been no super spreader events linked to Oregon's hospitality industry. We ask for your reconsideration from the governor, and we must stop the practice of targeting Oregon's restaurants when our common culprit is informal social gatherings. And I think that's a great summation of where they're at. And I certainly think of the handful of people I've had an opportunity to get to know and interview here on the radio station that have businesses that are in the restaurant and bar association. It's very troubling.
Where are they saying the main cause of it is again?
Well, the governor and her OHA staff are saying it is home, that it's at home and home
that's
parties.
The biggest spreader.
That's the spreader. The data is showing me that the people incarcerated and our elderly care places are the high where a lot of the people are being reported as having COVID.
I would like to know, they're talking about all these positive tests. I want to say, okay, where are those positive tests coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we ask that question? Are they, if they're saying, oh, today there was 1,500 more, blah, blah, blah. Well, where did that come from?
Well, and they do by county. They'll do so many per county. But again, it's not really saying, you know, where the outbreak's coming from.
Well, they're testing somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a human being there with tested. Where was that at?
Well, in the other place, some of the food processing, like the canneries and things like that. I know there's been some outbreak.
They need to share that information.
Yep. There needs to be more forthcoming.
Dang,
yeah, I know.
Don't make me get ugly.
We need more information. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're going to open up the phone lines, 503-589-1220, right after this. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I want to say thank you to our show sponsor today, Bill Sunderland, Country Financial.
Wow, Bill.
Yep, Sunderland Agency. You can get a hold of him at 503-885-0789 or find him at sunderlandagency.com. Terry in the studio with me on this Monday.
Bill's a cool cat. Now.
Oh, yes, and he is. He helps us out
I would say he's kind of like the opposite of Wild Bill because he's so focused and determined and he's calm. And I'm sure he's fun. You know, we've hung out and he's a cool cat, but I don't think of him as being a wild and crazy guy.
Yeah, he calculates his risks,
everything.
You know, and that's the kind of guy you want with insurance
and your financial
finances, exactly.
He was born to do that.
I am opening up the phone lines and inviting you to be a part of the conversation, maybe something from first hour that struck a chord, something you want to talk about this morning. We're going to open up the phone lines, and I believe I have Glenn on the air with me. Good morning. How are you, Glenn?
Yeah, Stacy. Number one, when you said perhaps the three Western junta governors are in Hawaii, well, I would pray for the safe return of that plane to the Americas and that it would land in Caracas, Venezuela. They would have a lot of fun down there. They would enjoy their politics.
They would be with like-minded folks, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Who knows if it's not hosted by them? Who knows?
Well, but I'm praying. I mean, it's a good thing to pray, you know.
Well, we need to be in prayer. That is for
that's
sure.
True.
And it is an interesting. Yep, go ahead.
The second thing is Henry was spot on and a brilliant researcher.
Mm.
And amazing, you know, speaking of the CDC that hired that second company called CST for hundreds of millions of dollars, and then on page 6 in the documents that they get to count people more than once on page 6. I wonder if that same company was involved with the Dominion company that made the voting machine.
Right.
I wouldn't doubt that they're in parallel. What do you want to bet?
Well, and it sounds like their math is about the same.
Mm-hmm. To our detriment.
Yes.
His comments about the therapeutics is spot on, especially with COVID. He didn't have time, and I know he probably had a certain period of time to talk about COVID itself. COVID-19 really is coronavirus SARS-2 with HIV injectors added to the mix of the virus to create this monster of a disease, and which basically, if he did his research and he didn't have time to discuss it, the HIV injectors in the cold virus actually takes down the defense system of the body,
mm-hmm.
so that the infections can increase. And that's why people who are older have such a terrible problem.
Well, that's some scary stuff, isn't it?
Well, and we're going to have Dr. Henry back in. I asked him if he could come in person to the studio because it would be so much easier to go through the data and just point on point. And he said he would. So I'm looking forward to that conversation, and we'll record that. And that might be one of, if I'm ever out of the studio, it might be a good one to keep repeating.
That'd be a great one. Yeah.
And so it sounds like you were definitely inspired by his data and his information, Glenn.
Yeah.
Certainly.
And Stacey, one mm-hmm. last thing.
Mm-hmm.
The way he talks, and he can't say it, a lot of people in the medical industrial complex are forfeiting their moral compass to go along with some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
I do not, and I hate to castigate everybody into the same dish because you can't, but I wish a lot of these people might say, hey, you know, this is not according to what I learned when I became a doctor or a nurse. You're asking me to do something totally opposite of what the law is recommending for us. He pointed that out.
Mm-hmm.
And Oregon Health Authority is guilty of that very thing, manipulating the numbers against the citizens. And I despise it personally.
And that's exactly when they take the oath of office, or not office, but oath to be a doctor.
Hippocratic
oath. They're swearing in a sense to say, hey, I'm going to support life, protect life.
I'm not going to do harm.
I'm not going to cause any harm.
Bad information causes harm.
And again, it's not unlike what our elected officials do an oath or a pledge to say that they're going to stand behind the Constitution and our state constitution and all of those things. And so, you know, pledges and oaths are pretty serious.
They're there for a reason.
They're there for a reason. And it's like stepping up above the rest. And that, I think,
held
that's
to a higher standard.
That's why a lot of us are, you know, they're the doctors, they're the specialists, you know, Dr. Fauci and all of these
others. We're asked
others.
To trust them.
We're almost put our trust. We don't know them personally. We don't know their history, but we, because of their degrees, we just put this false
trust
in.
Well, he or she's a doctor. Of course,
mm-hmm.
we're going to believe that, you know.
Yeah, your information is very good, Glenn. Thank you, Glenn. So very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.
Have a great day and happy Thanksgiving to you. And we're going to open up the phone lines, continuing in the conversation. I believe we have Art on the line. Good morning, Art.
You're so perceptive.
Oh, here's Art.
Here's Art.
Yes, Stacey. Well, good morning to both of you. Now, Terry.
Yes, sir.
There has to be a restaurant somewhere here in the greater Salem area that will cook you a chicken fried steak.
Yum, yum, yum.
And deliver it to you.
Probably.
That you don't have to go without.
I know. That white gravy. That's what gets me, Art.
Well, but, you know, hopefully there is one, Terry, because I hate to see you go without the chicken fried steak.
Oh, if you could see me in person, I'm not going without much. That's right.
Oh, gosh. But anyway, I wanted to wish you both a happy Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday.
Well, thank you, Art. Yeah, same to you brother.
Guys, yeah, you guys get to have some turkey or something like that. You know, I know you haven't got a lot of family around here, but yeah, I do hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. I know my daughter and her significant other are coming over here with all the grandkids.
Yay.
And they're right in the middle of trying to adopt a new little one.
Oh, wow.
I can't wait to do the tradition. And once we get that turkey cooked and ready to go, to hand her a great big turkey leg. And add to our collection of pictures of, you know, the grandkids and stuff. chomping on their first turkey.
I love it.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kate, we're going to have the family here, and it's going to be a little over six people. We're going to have a big gathering.
You're going to have a protest, huh?
Yeah, well,
that's right.
Yeah, but you know what? We're not going to let her stop us for having a day that we give thanks to our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
That's right.
For all the blessings he's given us over the last year and helped us, you know, get through the challenges of the virus and everything. That's our right as American citizens, and we're not going to be denied this one. We've been denied too much this year.
That's right.
And we're drawing a line in the sand.
In the sand, putting our foot down.
You can, you know, we try to work with you, but you're not working with us on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're celebrating. Yeah. You're celebrating the proclamation that the president made this morning about National Family Week. So you're going to join in on that mm-hmm. celebration and have a protest or some people have been saying a funeral for the turkey or church service. I mean, it could
cover
any of those things.
Yep.
And so, Art, thank you so much for being a part of the conversation this morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
God bless you both.
Yep.
Thank you, Art.
Have a great week and a happy Thanksgiving. And I hope you get lots of phone calls.
Oh, we'll you know it. A lot of FaceTime. Grandma FaceTime.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Moving Bye-bye. On in conversation this morning on the air, I believe we have Baron. Good morning, Baron.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Baron's always full of energy. Hey, buddy.
Oh, yes. How you doing, Baron?
I'm doing great. It was good to see you down at Safeway.
Oh, thank you for being a part of that wonderful opportunity to raise 1,000 pounds of food.
That's a lot.
Plus, we had great donations, too, and it was so good to see you, Maren. Thank you for being a part of that.
What was the final count? How many pounds did you guys raise?
Over 1,000 pounds. I want to say close to 1,100 pounds of food raised. At the end, Safeway, we were real close to like that 900 mark, and Safeway had some dented food that they contributed.
They're always awesome contributed a bit, and put in.
And so it was an exciting day by far, mm-hmm. and we were glad that you were a part of it. And Baron, it was interesting. The first hour, we had a great conversation with Dr. Henry out of Portland, and I thought about you because you have utilized many times and talked about the Linus research out of Oregon State University, I believe it is, and they were talking about that first hour, and I didn't know if you had a chance to hear that.
I did. Most people don't even realize that there is an entire building at Oregon State University campus down there in Corvallis. It's called the Linus Pollen Institute, and I got a picture with my sister Brenda in front of that sign because Linus Pollen's research is what saved Brenda's life.
Incredible. Wow. Incredible.
Linus Pollen theorized back in the 60s that high doses of liquid vitamin C would kill cancer, and that's what Brenda did. She didn't take the typical route. She got liquid vitamin C into her system, and now there's an entire building at Corvallis, and they're getting the clinical data to prove that food is medicine.
That's incredible.
Man.
Well, Baron, thank you for being a part of the conversation this morning. I hope you have a fantastic day.
You too. Hey, good to hear your voice, Terry.
Woohoo! Thanks, buddy.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, having a wonderful conversation this morning. A little random on a Monday morning,
yeah, that's
but
kinda
we can do that.
Yeah.
We'll continue it after this. We'll be back. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. 8:50 in the morning. I'm Stacey Ann, joined by Terry.
Big dog. How you doing? Good morning.
So talking about breakfast last segment and chicken fried steak, Terry's like looking for ways to find who's doing breakfast that you can pick up in the area. And one of our favorite little spots has just opened up. It's called what, Route 99?
Yeah, or Route.
Route.
Route 99 in Brooks.
Okay.
Love, love, love their breakfast. Well, their food is just good. So I gave them a call. And they answered, and like, hello, you know. And I'm like, can I get breakfast? And they're like, of course. And I said, and white gravy? They're like, of course. So I can either call it in, and they'll have it ready, or I can go on their website. And I'm actually on their Facebook, cruising through it. And it talks about, you know, good morning, we're open for takeout. We also have our blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, definitely check them out.
What's the website? Does it say?
Well, it went through, it went to Facebook.
Oh, okay.
So, if you do Route 99, comma, Brooks, or just Route 99 Brooks, it pulled up in the search. And that's what I'm looking at now. It's got their menu and everything.
And so if you're in Salem and you're wanting a really good breakfast, I highly recommend it. And right now they're not sponsors, but we really, it's Stacy's favorite and Terry's favorite.
So they get free
mention
when you're that good.
Yes. And so going on the interstate as you're heading towards Portland, it's past the Kaiser station. It's the next one. It's the Brooks exit. And you get off the exit as you're heading north, and it's to the right. You take off to the right, and you just keep going until
when you come to the stop sign or whatever, then you go to the right.
The first intersection there on the left is the wonderful restaurant, and you can call ahead and order the food. What's the phone number?
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I'm serious. We've got to get behind these businesses that are still trying to make a living.
503-983-9090. 503-983-9090.
All right. So maybe you too are ready for some breakfast.
And
I'm guessing, and we'll find out more when we're there picking up our breakfast, but I'm guessing that they would take orders too if you wanted some help, maybe some pies, maybe some things for Thanksgiving. I'm sure they'd be glad to help you out, folks that don't want to cook. Yeah. I know when we were at Safeway on Saturday, I was asking the gal, they take orders for Thanksgiving dinner, people that don't want to cook, you know, especially if it's one or two people and they don't want to have the big production. And they actually have sold out of their little Thanksgiving packages. And I just think that's a grand idea.
I've got a Rich Ramsey, our buddy. Yep, yes.
He
says,
Rich.
This was October 26th, says, truly the most amazing chicken fried steak I've ever had. Mm. And he puts a picture on there.
Yes, it is pretty good. So if you end up going to, and if you don't know, the gal who owns this, she's Annette. Mm-hmm. Annette's on the west side of Salem, which she had sold. Mm-hmm. It's still called Annette's, but that owner who started that is now at this business. It is Route 99.
Or Route 99.
Either route, depending on what part of the country you're
from.
Now. And they're wonderful. And again, I'm just thinking about the one waitress, and I can't remember her name, who's super cool.
Oh, yeah. Was it Shirley?
No. I don't remember. There's Lisa, there was Megan and a couple others. Anyway, she was
super
at the
friendly.
Ritz, we got to know her from the Ritz, and then the Ritz closed, and now she's out there. And so it's interesting, if you're in the service industry, if you're in the restaurant, bar, lodging type industry, I know these are challenging times for you right now, and we want to do what we can do. And so maybe you have a favorite restaurant that you want to promote and talk about.
Remember to tip, even though you're doing takeout.
Mm.
You know, so just I hate to say, you know, make a donation, but tip them, even though they didn't have an opportunity to give you great service, they would have. If you were sitting with them. So tip your 20% anyway.
I remember, Terry, you and I were sitting in Applebee's when we got the first lockdown back in March. And that single mom goes, I don't know what I'm going to do.
And we were all scared.
We were all like, we don't know what we're going to do.
And we didn't know.
Yes.
And we were able, we had the opportunity to tip generously. Mm-hmm. And it really, I hope it made her week.
Well, and I think it's a good idea, all of our service industry, to not forget to be extra gracious. And oftentimes, well, for us, we're still getting used to the idea of someone pumping our gas.
Yeah.
And for me, when all those years living in South Dakota, when it was cold and frigid and horrible.
That's a good thing.
I appreciate them pumping gas when it's rainy here and cold. And so I usually keep a couple dollars handy to tip those folks too. And I don't know if that's something normal or not, but boy, they seem very grateful.
Yeah. Well, and why not? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's such a small price to pay to make someone's day. Mm-hmm. Put a smile on their face. Man, that was kind of cool. You know.
And my personal feeling is I'd rather tip that way than I'm not necessarily moved at the people holding the signs at the corner. Sometimes I am, but mostly yeah. I'm not, because I'm thinking there's a sign just right there that says they're looking for work, you know?
Right.
And maybe that's not compassionate enough.
And again, I hate to pile anybody into one big sock, mm-hmm. but there's the good and the bad and the ugly and everything. And yeah. so at least I know the guy pumping gas. Hey, he's there. He's working. Here's an extra mm-hmm. couple bucks, you know, make his day. I feel good about that.
I do, too. And so it's never wrong to do the right thing.
That's right. and it's so cheap to do. You can't
yes.
buy, you cannot buy warm fuzzies at Walmart.
Well, and there's something social, even if it's a takeout and you see the gal or the guy bringing it out to you, it's feeling like you're a part of the
Let
you
them know,
know,
hey, we're
community.
Hanging in there. We're
yep,
all together.
We're thinking of you, certainly. And so maybe you have a favorite restaurant or a place that you like to go that's still doing takeout. I encourage you to make it a plan
yes.
in the next couple days to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know the prices have gone up, and it's you know, a little more expensive than it was for that hamburger or steak dinner or whatever, but it's worth it to help keep our economy going and certainly stay encouraged. We want to encourage you, too, to make a plan Wednesday at noon at the Capitol, talking about food and a big feast. We're going to have a wonderful celebration
Wednesday
of
noon.
Family and
Wednesday
community
noon.
Wednesday at noon at the Capitol. We've got a big old tent, 500 people that it can hold. There's going to be pastors
Come
and
early,
music.
Find a nice parking
yes.
spot.
And if you can volunteer, we are looking for folks that can help. Volunteer, help serve. In fact,
how much fun would that be?
Yes.
Get there early, go volunteer. You get that great feeling, and then you get to eat. So you're participating, listening to music. I mean, that's a party right there.
This says Defy the Lockdown Community Thanksgiving Potluck. Yep. And if your last name is A through M, they say bring a side or a salad.
How fun.
Just like in the olden days, right? If your last name is N through Z, bring dessert or a drink. Bring something. If you can't bring something, that's okay.
Yep.
Bring yourself at noon on Wednesday, and family, friends, food, speakers, music, covered areas, ideas for getting involved and staying engaged. It's going to be a fun time, and I'm excited to see people again.
Bring a bag of flossers and some breath mints.
pumpkin pie. That's what I like. That's my is. Do you have a favorite pie?
You know, I don't know. I had to sit here and think about it. You know, I tell you what I do. I really like coconut.
Mm-hmm.
I like the taste of it. Don't eat it very often, so that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother makes it's not a pie, but it's a cake.
Mm.
It's BTS cake.
Sounds very good.
Oh, it's got I think it's got pudding in it and different things.
Pineapple.
And cool
I remember I, there's pineapple.
Yep.
I better get that recipe. That's a good one for Thanksgiving. And green bean
You'll
casserole.
Have to email us to find out what BTS stands for.
Oh, you're funny.
Sorry, Mom.
So we are excited about this week. We've got a lot to look forward to. And our time
That's
is
a,
wrapping up.
My gosh.
I know. It goes really fast.
I think we need to add a third hour.
Oh, maybe in the new year. We'll see how we keep rolling. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We've enjoyed our time with you today.
Until tomorrow.
Yes. And we are going to put this up on our website as a podcast. We encourage you to grab those links this afternoon and share them with your friends and family, particularly the first hour. Maybe not so much this hour, but first hour with all the facts.
Smart.
Oh, my goodness, Dr. Henry. And we'll put his bio up there, too, and he'll be in the studio. We'll have him back maybe the first of next year.
Cool dude.
Or first of next month, maybe.
Why not?
Even sooner. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Our website is kslm.news. Like us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. Remember, friends, no matter what you're facing today, over, under, around, or through, you and I, we're overcomers. Thank you, Terry. Have
you're
a great
welcome.
Day.
Okay, bye.
We'll be back tomorrow. See you then. Bye-bye.